And worried about you keep looking at Matt Damon.
I really wasn't.
Do you know, it really pissed me off because...
He can't have been that ill, because if he was that ill, he wouldn't be noticing anything else. And Claire happened to be sitting next to Matt Damon. So he's been
a great actor.
Who am I going to talk to? The person opposite me?
Right, hang
on
a second.
So I had to keep turning to
Claire. Oh, yeah, but there was a lot of this. You know how you could talk to Claire like this, be covered up with your blanket and talking to Claire and just like, no, she was a bit like...
Oh, I don't think so, because if I'd done that, my belly would be popping out.
Well...
Believe me, if I was eyeing up a girl, I wouldn't want him to know that I was pregnant, Pete.
Really?
Really.
Really? Well,
really?
That's impossible.
Exactly.
Anyway, but the barrier went up to here and there was a lot of this going on, a lot of...
Hold on, did I not have my virgin pyjamas on?
So?
So what kind of cleavage
and where did
you
get,
can you create?
9¾, no, 9¾ of any human being, 99.99%, go and get changed in the bathroom, not Kate.
I never get changed.
I'm going to get changed in my chair.
Right,
maybe Matt will have
changed.
A look. It was all like that. I was really pissed
okay,
off.
Okay, let's reverse. On the way out.
Yes.
When there was no Matt Damon on the flight.
Yeah.
And I had my skinny jeans on.
Yeah.
Where did I put my pyjamas on?
Well, you got changed. Okay, I'll tell you. You got changed there. Because you were probably thinking, I'm in first class and virgin. There's got to be somebody here famous.
No, so now just another.
All right, okay.
Where did I get changed?
In the seat.
Right, and where did I get changed on the way back? In my seat.
Yeah, facing Matt Damon.
He wasn't even next to me.
Oh, so you fucking noticed, didn't you?
Actually, Claire said he had grey hair, and that's the only time I looked.
You like older people, you told me. Anyway, he's a brilliant actor. I was just pissed off at the time.
So he can't have been that ill.
So I was throwing up on the plane, right?
He managed to be Inspector Gadget and go like that every now and again.
I was throwing up, and every time I was coming out of the bathroom, I was thinking, she better not be fucking looking at Max. I was really pissed off. So,
and he was there with his wife and kids.
Who?
Matt Damon.
Oh, was he? Anything else you fucking noticed about
him
while you were here?
One of the when we was in the lounge, someone opened a bottle of champagne that nearly hit his kid's head. That's how we knew.
Oh, why don't you go suck him off just to say, look, you know, is there anything else I can do for you?
I didn't even speak to him. You're the one who went, hold on a minute, who's this? I think you're a really good actor.
Well, I don't mind saying that. On the plane, when I first walked up, I didn't go, hey, Matt, I went, Matt, I think you're a fantastic actor. He is. He's one of the best actors out there.
So what if I went up to him and went, hi, Matt, I think you're a really great actor. What would you have done? You would have bullied me, but I would have done the same as you.
Yeah, but if I went up to a female actress and I said... and
you can't have one rule for one and not the other.
Tried to show a bit of chest
in. In bloody pyjamas.
Hi, Matt. Listen, I was sick, but I wasn't that sick because I knew
exactly.
I had radar eyes that night because I thought she's going to go for the fitter bloke.
You couldn't even see with your radar.
You know, here's a sick little man kind of thrown up in the toilet. She's not knocking on the door saying, "Yeah, okay, honey."